That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as Ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, it's Elizabeth Joyce. How's everybody doing? This is the last week in June, and we're coming into July. And tonight I'm going to talk about how we're having the endings of the nodes. We're going out of Taurus, Scorpio, and into Libra, Aries. And everything's going to change. The vibration is going to change. And our values are going to change. So I'm going to talk to you tonight about the Taurus-Scorpio final curtain, which is the next 3 weeks. So on July 18th, we have a nodal axis change. And the nodes move out of Taurus-Scorpio back into Aries-Libra. I want to give you some information regarding the last few days of the Taurus-Scorpio energy, because we all need to prepare for this nodal shift. Pluto moved back into Capricorn on June 11th, so a lot of us have moved back into familiar territory. It's time to plan vacations as we reflect on what the first few months of Pluto in Aquarius has introduced to us. With Pluto in Capricorn at the critical degree of 29, it can make you push things to the limit, or people can try to squeeze blood out of a stone. To get the ultimate flavor, or to put the ultimate final energy out on something, this will be the energy of July. July will be a shifting month with Pluto at 29 degrees Capricorn and the node shifting back into Aries, Libra from Taurus, Scorpio. The nodes work backwards. We are now in Cancer season and will shift into Leo season on the 21st of July. By the time the Leo season hits, we will have the nodal change plus some new retrogrades coming in. More retrogrades come in August. The Mars-Venus conjunction in Leo brings us a beaming, glowing energy that starts to affect our persona a little bit. I'm seeing for a lot of people shifts in their personality. We are seeing the next chapter in full brightness or full living color, and I think that's going to be the most important thing about July, the nodal shifts. At least astrologically it will be. From mid-June through August of 2023 represents the threshold, a major quantum threshold that people are crossing over this next 2.5 month timeline that represents not pushing a certain time limit any longer, or finally not being in a really harsh contract any longer. It's time to walk away from any negativity that you've been experiencing. It's time when things are not negotiable. There are a lot of things that will be coming up in many people's lives because of the nodal axis change. It could be a savvy energy or a very desperate or burned out energy. July brings us a return to center, or at least offers us that opportunity. There is a decreased energy happening, especially in the Cancer part of the month, where it's almost like a drought or something that's been overutilized. You've overutilized your resources, your life force energy, your finances, and this leads people to pull back into their reserves to save or decrease things on the exterior, almost like a body of water recedes back into the underground area in order to build up its resources once more, to pull back and to regain its strength. And many people will have to work through several cycles just restoring what they've overcommitted to, or in restoring the energy that it took to overcommit. Maybe you've used up all your energy in the past few months. This can manifest in several ways. Seeing things shut down, going out of business, seeing cancellations like airplane reservations or vacation spot reservations. Seeing failures. July could bring us a recession types of energy. It's not just financial. But what has previously been in abundance, like foods, goods, supplies, begins to become unavailable. I'm feeling that could be gasoline at the gas stations, as well as construction supplies. I wonder why I'm receiving this psychically, because all year long I've been talking about a new abundance coming, a lack of limitation or infinite universal stream coming in. So now we have opposing forces. And this may be because Pluto is back in the Capricorn energy. Even though some people get sort of an infinite amount of energy, time, and money during this time, I'm seeing that because of the infinite nature of this energy, that people become more careful or become more cautious because of the innate power having to change its flow and come through a different channel. The Aries North Node. So this is an interesting middle spiritual nuance that Spirit is introducing to us. During those times of lack, poverty, difficulty, or decrease, a lot of us have wanted so much or have wanted to try to increase what we have. And now there's more abundance. We treat it more carefully, or we treat it with more thought as well. So people will not be spending as frivolously as they have been. And much of the stock market and the economy counts on us going out and spending money. This week, the last week of June, as we enter July, it can be therapeutic to ask yourself some spiritual awareness questions. The South Node in Scorpio has us aware of ourselves. What do I have now that I didn't have in 2020? What is completely new for me? This can be physical with the North Node in Taurus, having a new house, a new job, having material things. But it can be more spiritual to ask, what new states of mind do I have? I don't really worry about how I look. I don't really worry about which groups are happy to invite me places and who isn't inviting me. I'm not so concerned with the name brand of my clothing. And if you're really doing well with your meditation and awareness, you're coming out of those fake material constructs, and you may be in a place of, how can I stand in an honoring place of my ancestors, of my heritage? How can I work with what has been cultivated and passed down on my timeline for centuries, like working with the family business and what we've been given from our ancestors, their legacies? That's bigger than money, styles, or fads. That would be negative. That would be the negative part of this 18-month transit that we're completing. That money or riches are the only thing that matters. It doesn't matter what I do as long as it makes money. It doesn't matter what people think of me as long as I'm wearing a designer brand. It doesn't matter how many cavities I have as long as my teeth look nice. It doesn't matter how my consciousness understands what's going on. It only matters about how I feel and look in the moment. That's really something to think about. So we have to try to stay in the positive. I have a caller. Her name is Lisa, and she's from Montreal, Canada. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Hi. I'm not bad. Thank you. I'm so excited to talk to you. I had a question about a person. Do you need the name?
I can't do that on the air. What's your question?
I just wondered if you saw me seeing this person in person again.
Sensing it, I sense that you will, and then it might be a little time away, but if you really want to know the lowdown, I have to do both astrology charts and put them together, and of course that's time consuming. What's his first name?
Melissa.
Melissa.
Her name is Melissa.
Okay. I do feel that you may see her in another week or two. And so I'll tell you good luck, and I can give you more details when you would like me to do the astrology charts for both of you. Okay?
Okay.
Thank
All
you.
Right,
for,
thank you.
Let's find out. So we were talking about the negative part, where money and riches are the only thing that matters. But I feel in July there will be a big selling off. If that has happened, And it would be good to see that people are selling off things that are really hard to get back, like selling property, selling something illicit that could shadow you for a long time. Be careful. People have been blind about money and about two-dimensional values. They're in two-dimensional values, and that's what we're coming out of. Money and the higher-end items. There's going to be importance placed on cultivating systems that transcend. We have also had Saturn move from Aquarius into Pisces during this final nodal axis, which highly intensifies the spiritual, long-running ancient context, especially with the South Node. That's where we came from, which is in Scorpio. Since March of 2023, there has been a 10 times over multiplier on this energy, where it's like, I really don't care about money anymore, or fads, or trends, or any short-term cravings. I care about the long-term. I care about my lifespan. I care about being healthy. I care about not having unhealthy, unnecessary quarrels with people. I care about my mind expansion, going out into the universe to see the big picture and not getting hung up on small, short-sighted minutiae. Concluding on the general overtone of this transit, there's a major gift that we've received, like having a new goal, having a new career, having a new life direction. We've also transcended the short term in the past 3 years. That will give a little of valuable momentum and definition to what you now see as your goal. So instead of being at despair and feeling that it might be the end of things, we realize that there's a new beginning coming. Also, there is a tower moment, a climax, as these nodes close out. If you had people plotting against you, or feeling paranoia, or anything like that, like people not looking out for your best interests, fear, poor relationships with a family or partnership, whether true or only in your mind, you will have the opportunity to overcome that with this new exciting energy. All those issues will move into a more accountable phase in the next nodal axis, the Aries Libra. But the issues to be healed will become clear for you. Where people undermine others or use manipulation and control, people are out for their own interests or to try to benefit at the expense of others. And this has been very prominent, especially with the South Node in Scorpio, and especially in this past year. There could be some harsh consequences in the upcoming Aries-Libra transit. Libra represents justice or rewards for people who have transcended that. Any victims of this energy can receive compensation because Aries and Libra are cardinal signs. They are one of the most karmic-oriented nodal axes that we have. There has been a bit of behind-the-scenes accountability going on since January, and it will become more public, more obvious within the next year or so. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We're now going to listen to our weekly cosmic tip, and I'll tell you more about the closeout of the North Node. We'll be back in a minute. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazer Report, week of June 28th through July 2nd, 2023. This last week of June brings in a very scattered energy, and you'll feel like your mind is all over the place. To conquer this, take advantage of the positive energies and chill out on the more challenging days. Monday's can't get centered energies can lead to poor, rash decisions, bringing on accidents or some upsetting miscommunications at work. Slow down, take a deep breath, and tread carefully for everyone's safety and security. Tuesday is a great time to arrange a date, while Wednesday's positive high vibrations help you tackle work responsibilities without breaking a sweat. On Wednesday, June 28th, the Sun is in Cancer, trining Saturn in Pisces, and is a part of a lunar grand trine with the Moon in Scorpio and Mercury in Cancer. This energy is good for group projects and team problem solving, as well as for projects that require deep research and disciplined effort. Cosmic tip this week. Whether at work or in your personal life, there is no reason to go it alone. Tap into your group's mind to find out the best solutions. Schedule important presentations and interviews on Wednesday. That persnickety scattered energy returns on Thursday with a lunar T-square in fixed signs, igniting disputes out of the blue, and no one is in the mood to compromise. Friday brings us a sigh of relief when a more level-headed vibration returns. The evening promises delightful opportunities as the Independence holiday weekend begins in the U.S., You may want to call it an early night because exhaustive energies flow in close to midnight. June ends with visionary Neptune turning retrograde in Pisces until early December. Pay more attention on the days surrounding when the planet changes direction, 3 days before June 30th and 3 days after. Don't be surprised if you're feeling a little spacey during those days. Get some rest. Meditate and allow your mind to wander at the end of June into early July. Sometimes afternoon daydreaming can bring amazing revelation. Between now and December, open up to your higher vision. Begin to create something that you want to bring into your life next year. You Canadian listeners can enjoy a jovial, active Canada Day on Saturday, but don't fret if you live elsewhere, because the universe will be showering these positive and loving vibes down to everyone, regardless of your location. Saturday, July 1st, is an active day with quick-thinking Mercury aligning with the Sun and making harmony to adventurous Jupiter. With the Moon in Sagittarius, travel and the great outdoors are favored. Plan an outside barbecue with family and neighbors. People can be like airheads on Sunday, so schedule outings and trips with only reliable friends and family. Venus squares Uranus, an energy that will be a part of Monday's full moon. Venus wants to be in love, and Uranus just wants to be friends. Hence the challenging square relationship between the two. In the evening, the moon moves into Sirius Capricorn, which supports doing something productive. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call for an appointment or to ask a question, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. This is Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time to return to tonight's program. Hi, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm back. That was our weekly cosmic tip. And we're talking about ending the north and south nodes in Taurus and Scorpio and going into Aries Libra. So I think that self-perception and the obstacles that we've all overcome, especially in the past 6 months, along with the understanding of healthier foundations, healthier systems, healthier status quo, suits you more. You have found the eating to be more methodical and more functional for your life. More efficient is the outcome of this existing nodal axis. You've learned efficiency and you've learned caring for yourself because Taurus does rule the body. And that's very good. The North Node Taurus was all about values, property values, real estate, currency, current values, earning more. Taurus can be about insatiable hunger. It rules food, people being very hungry for status, people being very hungry for control, influence, and very hungry to manipulate others. There's been a lot of that during this transit, especially in the political field. Game of Thrones type of mentality, especially concerning money, property, and values. If this has been your experiences, all of it's going to end very soon. And your experience could become legal, or it will vanish, because nobody will care anymore about the issues. Now, as we hit the very end of this Taurus North Node cycle, 1 degree, which begins today, June 25th, then if it retrogrades on June 28th and come back on July 11th, and then it enters Aries on July 18th, these dates are important. So I'll say it again, June 25th, July 11th, it enters Aries on July 18th. Each one of these days is a PowerPoint. This affects the two-dimensional value system, contracts, money, and the extent to whether they can or can't power our lives. Now, the two-dimensional value system is without spiritual contact. We definitely will see a lot of things like that. It doesn't matter how much money I have, I don't have happiness. Yes, this is a cliche, but money can't buy happiness. And a lot of people will be figuring that out at this degree of the Taurus transit. Also, things like, wow, my investment portfolio is doing so well, but with inflation and with this economy, it's difficult to figure out what that really means. Even though the amount is really high, how is it affecting my life? A lot of people are getting into a place where they are seeing through the value illusions. Wow. I have all of that, retirement fund money, stock market money, business deals, but I still can't sleep at night. I can't communicate properly with my parents. I can't communicate properly with my family or my children. It's not changing the things that are actually hurting me. This is very important to be aware of. You gotta listen to your inner self. This is also the South Node in Scorpio, which is a psychic South Node. Where are you in the natural transition from the North Node to the South Node? People are actually coming to a place where they are saying, I thought that I could heal my parental wounds through money, or that I could buy my way into a spiritual well-being, or that I could sell something which would symbolically represent a decrease, and then my life would get better. Or I could reduce the load on my shoulders. I think we've all had a wake-up call, or a very clear realization of what is in the material value realm and what isn't. People have said to me, wow, just that one conversation I had did more to heal me than the $1 million I have. I want to give you an example. My son Vance was in China, and he was there for 7 years, and he escaped last August, but he had to leave his wife and son behind. And now he's here, and the only thing that he can think of is working to try to get them here, except that he is in shock, and he's had to readjust to everything. He rode his bike the other day and it fell off of it, and he hurt his arm. He did go have it checked, but they told him that he had a fracture and then he would have to put it in a cast, and he would not let them do it because he felt like he had to work. So he's letting his body come to harm through mending not the right way to go to work. That's hard for me to watch, and I'm trying to alter that. But that was his feeling, because he's desperate, because he's frightened. Many of us are. I'm telling you the story because I don't want you to make the same mistake. Just having a meal with that one person, or an interaction, or a one-line mantra does more for some people. This is not rocket science. It can be shocking what one person can do for someone else in conversation. I don't discount the power of paper money. It sure can do a lot. However, the economic system is coming up to be seen as to what it can and cannot do at a collective level. I want to give you a mantra tonight that I feel will get you through the next few weeks as we go through this transition. I lovingly cut the cords to unhealthy and unnecessary situations. I wrote it on my email letter to you, so you can go find it if you are on my mailing list. And we have a caller, Karen from Los Angeles. Hi, Karen. How are you? Are you there?
Can you hear me?
I can now. How are you tonight? Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Thank you. I wanted to mention something to you. I have a moon in Aries and a Venus in Libra. So this shift is probably going to affect me in some big way, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, with the moon and and Venus, it will be emotional and it will be love and it probably will be family issues, depending on what house it falls in.
Okay. I have no direction. Since the pandemic, everything stopped. I have no work,
all right,
no direction.
Karen, how much meditation do you do?
Every morning, about 10 minutes.
You need to do it longer. The direction comes from within, and it comes from thoughts like, put me in my right place, Lord. Open me up to my highest potential. And you have to give it time, Karen. And you really have to meditate and go, 10 minutes is not long enough. You got to have half an hour on top. Just is long enough for the energy to come and go inside of you and give you a message. You need at least a half an hour. I learned that from giving readings. It's impossible for me to give 15-minute readings like a lot of people do, because the energy doesn't come in. So maybe you could try that. Do you use music, any music?
Not when I meditate, no.
Well, that might be good to try then. Rich Heart Music, Richard Schulman, who I play every week, is good with music. There's lots of it. And maybe that'll help you too. Okay?
Thank you very much.
You're going to have your Leo. Right now you've got Venus and Mars right on your sun. So you should be happy and have a good week this next week. Good luck
to you. I hope so. Thank you.
Please keep in touch.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. So we're talking about the collective level, and the economic system is coming up to be seen. And so what it can and cannot do. So we are really going to have to look at our economic situation in July. And they're going to start with Biden bucks. I suggest that you Google Biden bucks and read about it so that you'll know what I'm talking about. A lot of people are going to want to shake off what they've gained. I've worked so hard to create something. Now I don't want it anymore. Or I've pushed so hard to make all this money, and it doesn't matter because of inflation. I had a friend. I went to get my car looked at for repair, and the man that owned the auto shop was telling me about how he had his savings in the shoebox in the house. And I told him that he needed to change that because cash may not be valid that much longer, and that he needed to check out Biden bucks and think about buying gold. And I just was giving him the information, and as I am giving it to you, you all have to make your own decisions. So let's go back to what people are feeling at the end of this Taurus Scorpio karmic North Node. I have made so many connections and gained real ground, socially oriented, leveled up. Now I feel very nervous about how people see me, or I feel very vain, or I have worrisome sleepless nights about small things. My question to you is it better and healthier than having real relationships? Relationships that are integrally based, really connected. We have relationships. We have fake plastic or bitcoins. And this is probably what the climax is going to be about. And we have problems in the body as well. We have plastic in the body. Ask any female. At what cost? Credit cards determine whether people can eat or not. Plastic is being so powerful in people's lives and paper money. This is what the North Node in Taurus is about. Then there's the South Node in Scorpio. And it comes from there's nothing there anymore. It cannot exist without human mixing and human creation. So we're making a turn here. We're seeing what's more permanent. Spirit, like religious movements, is a larger rise in spiritual awareness, desire, spiritual movements. We may be having a spiritual renaissance because miracles do happen. Things that defy money. And then the elements, like the environment, land, property, growing food, the body and health. We're going to have to focus on these issues a lot more as we move along this year and into 2024. Some people are going to get their mind out of the gutter and stop thinking so much about money, about so many issues that are not real, and then start moving into some realistic territory. Because I think the only reason people want social status or money or riches or whatever is because they want a real change in their lives. And the most difficult, hard fact is that these fake things are not creating the things or the changes that we want. So it becomes a vicious cycle. Craving, hunger, doing what it takes to get it, going off on a tangent, coming back to center through my meditation and my slowing down and my learning and my realizations, and then going back into the panic mode. So when you get back to where you were, it's like going around in a circle. Things are just as bad, if not worse, than they were before. So you go out and you try to create more. And you're going out on another tangent. And you're coming back to center, realizing things have not changed and that perhaps they're worse than they were even before. It's a vicious cycle. And this transit has been brought up for everybody to look at because it needs to be healed. So, I encourage you to look at any vicious cycles that you may have in your life. Begin to understand how they can be healed and ask yourself, is what you really want available by choice or can it be decreed? Rather than a vicious cycle and tangents, I want to get out of that. So what needs to change? It's like reconciling. It's like acceptance. See what works and what doesn't. Be able to recognize when you're getting into your negative pattern, the manic, the capitalistic wild goose chase, and know that it's just time-wasting mechanism. Or see that the more that you make, the more that you spend. And it never really matters what happened. All that is important is to see what's going on with you now and stay in the moment now. Somebody asked me last week, what was the best day of my life? And I looked at them and I said, today. Today is always the best day of your life. Because you're in the moment, you can tune into spirit, you can tune into your higher self, and you can create that which you desire. We're starting to move into a lower chakra system, the root chakra. That's your life force. The second chakra, or the receiving chakra. This chakra is so off-center for so many people, especially after 2020 and what we went through with COVID. And then there's the solar plexus. These three lower chakras, these are the ones you need to focus on for the next 2 months as we shift the nodal axis. And you can do that easily with my meditation that I've created. And it's been online a long, long time and it's helped hundreds of thousands of people. It's called The Chakras and Your Body. The Chakras and Your Body. And you can get it on my website, new-visions.com. And if you have difficulty with anything, send me an email and I'll get it to you. I'm Elizabeth@new-visions.com. The three lower chakras are the earth chakras, the male creative fourth chakras, and they help you ground you to the earth. They are the actual food in your stomach for earth nourishment. The actual want, desire, purpose that you have in your life. Is it just daydreaming? Is it fake? Is it a tangent, a vicious cycle? What's the real deal? Working with your chakras is the real deal, and I recommend you're trying to formulate and create higher vibration and grow into knowing, strengthening, and using the higher spiritual chakras. Ask yourself, what can I do to be financially secure? And what can I do to please all these people and to be in balance? Like, get into the right group of people is eternal. That's what people tell you. Let go. We're going into a period of reconciliation, revision, reduction, and new territories with this next nodal cycle, Aries Libra. Again, a period of reconciliation, revision, reduction, and new territories with the next cycle. I have a little yoga for you to balance. You take your legs, you take your right ankle, and you cross it over your left ankle. You hold your hands out front, and you clasp them backwards, where you put the two palms together and fold your hand, and then you bring them up under to your heart. And then you breathe. Breathe in. I ask that my left brain and my right brain come together in balance and strongly connect to the divine. I ask that my left brain and my right brain come together in balance and strongly connect to the divine. Sit with this mudra for about 10 minutes, and you will feel something in your body move, and you will feel yourself join to yourself. It's really a wonderful exercise, and watch your life change over the next few months. I hope that all helps you. It's now time for the half-hour break. So we're going to take a break, and we're going to listen to Elizabeth Hepburn sing something called Unusual Way from the play Nines. It's a beautiful song. It's a song that I feel is singing to your blessed higher self, your angels, and your guides. So enjoy. And I'll be back after this.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio, So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and that was Elizabeth Hepburn singing Unusual Way, which is a beautiful song from the Broadway play Nines. I wanted to talk to you about the true Antichrist. I was talking with my friend Jody Sedgwick the other day, whose website is apsychicsview.com. And we were both talking about the Antichrist and what we thought it really was. So here's our take on it. Throughout history, there have certainly been plenty of people who have volunteered their resumes for the position. But as Edgar Cayce readings say, the Antichrist is that which we must deal with within ourselves. The Antichrist exists as potential within us. It's a very negative feeling. The book of Revelation describes the transformation process which we are to go through, with each of us dealing with each aspect as described in Revelations. I suggest you take the time in the next week or so to read the book of Revelations. It's the last book in the Bible. Each of us are called by way of our spiritual path, evolution, to go through a transformation, through many steps culminating with the expression of the Christ Spirit energy within us. Because we have free will, each of us then has a decision to walk the path to Christ or to enact the Antichrist within us, one or the other. Many of us do the first, and many people instead will choose the Antichrist energy, a consciousness to grow within themselves. This is by way of allowing ourselves to express always greater amounts of selfishness, self-importance, disregard for others, hatred, fear, separation, untruth, and more. These qualities are available to be developed within each person. Each of us has the potential for all of this, and it's possible that each of us has some part of all of these feelings within us to deal with as a part of our own individuality. This duality is described as light and darkness within us. The light is a real essence. It's part of the Christ consciousness, one with love, and is developed from a living, the real essence manifesting, and is developed from living this real essence, manifesting love in many forms and many acts, behaviors, and thoughts. The darkness is a lack of living from this essence, acts, and behaviors, a far distance from love when these acts, thoughts, and behaviors are made manifest. They are certainly without caring and love for others. So the Antichrist is the one who makes little effort to have love, being a guiding force within them. The Antichrist is the one who seeks self-love above all other. Throughout history, we have had many people who could have been considered or referred to as the embodiment of the Antichrist. In humankind's future, there may be many more. Yet, always, this dark potential is within us. Ultimately, as the Christ has mentioned, I am in you as the Father is in me. This points to the presence of the Christ Spirit within every life form in existence. Through him, all things were made. Means that the Christ Spirit energy is the creative force of all infinite existence. All things created have Christ at its center, the essence of all. He is everywhere and in everything. This means that no soul is without the Christ Spirit. It can be a longer time or a shorter time for the soul to get to the light of God, to guide us back, sometimes taking this life, sometimes making a multitude of lives, to eventually get our soul energy back to God the Father. We can see this principle and reality also in the phrase, hell is not forever and ever, amen. God is the way out of hell. And that's from Jodi's Rainbow Cards. This is true because the one God is infinite, and all life exists with the one that is infinite, since the infinite contains all. And therefore, through this quality of being infinite, all things are one consciousness. I hope this isn't too confusing for you to understand, because it's very accurate. That's what the oneness is, one consciousness with the light of love. There is no part of anything that does not exist within the infinite consciousness of God. Even the embodiment of the Antichrist, which is a mindset, a way of thinking, a way of living, a way of treating others, a way of manifesting, has an innate way back to God. Through learning, growing, loving, being kind, forgiving, showing mercy, showing compassion, understanding, patience, long-suffering, letting go of selfishness and judgment, and many others of the qualities which are being born in this infinite love of infinite consciousness of God, from which we have no separation. William Vitalis has written a song called Everywhere. If you would like a copy, I can email it to you. My email is elizabeth@new-visions.com. We've come to the end of our program. Get ready for the meditation. I have Elizabeth Hepburn singing It's a Quiet Thing, and of course, William singing Moonlight on My Window. I will be back next week talking about the full moon in Capricorn on July 3rd, which I will have a lot of information on, and continue telling you what's ahead in July. Thank you very much for listening, and good night.
Strange new atmosphere way up here among us. But I don't hear the drums. I don't hear the band. The sounds I'm told such moments bring. Happiness, happiness comes in a happy bed.
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen, and listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect, the full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in. Breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light. Brilliant white light. Like a cluster of falling stars coming down and following you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension. The God Center. And you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You
you will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.